from the authors of Author Masterminds. This is Mysterious. Mystery surrounds us every day. Join us and listen to true stories of mystery, from human behavior to nature, and the physical environment to paranormal experiences. The stories are true, even if we can't explain them.
The mystery of time. There was a time when we thought we mastered time by clocking it. Nothing could be further from the truth. Hi there. Welcome to Mysterious. I'm Syl Gregoire, Alaska Sci-Fi Queen, and I would like to chat with you about the mystery of time. 50 years ago, I thought I had mastered time when I strapped on my first Timex wind-up wristwatch. If I didn't forget to wind it up every day, I had time under control. How little I understood about time back then. Apparently, the government thought it had time mastered when in 1918 it gave us daylight savings time, a program becoming more unpopular every year. If time can be manipulated, it can be controlled, right? Think again. Time on Earth is measured by the unique relationship between our planet and our sun, both of which are still somewhat out of our control. Our infatuation with time is evident in the evolution of our language. For instance, a person can be ahead of one's time or behind the times. Some folks live on borrowed time, while some folks make time for others. From time to time, we bide our time, and at other times, we run out of time. Time also plays a role in our concept of humor. If 20 dogs run after one cat, what time is it? 20 after one. So when did time begin? Did time begin when man started to measure it? This would support the premise that time is manufactured and doesn't really exist at all. Author Mitch Albom takes this quaint concept of the beginning of time and runs with it in his delightful volume called The Timekeeper. Dor, a man from the Stone Age, becomes curious about the passage of time and attempts to measure it. His strange infatuation with the project, not understood by the others, isolates him from his people. Only his wife remains loyal with the patience of time itself. Astrophysicists tell quite a different story. According to them, time and space began at the same time, with the Big Bang, and the two are inseparable. As the universe continues to expand, time and space continues to extend. So what lies beyond the edge of time and space in the continuing expanding universe? The answer? Nothing. The expansion of time and space is the expansion of existence. Beyond the continuing, expanding universe is non-existence. Now that is mysterious. Astrophysicists measure time in light years. A light year is the distance light travels in one Earth year at a speed of 299,792,458 meters per second. To facilitate working with mathematical equations, many physicists give the speed of light a value of 1. There we go, manipulating time again. When astronomers point out galaxies thousands of light years away, we are seeing them as they appeared thousands of light years ago. It will be thousands of light years from now before they will be seen as they are today. We are also told time and space can be bent. Time must be real if it can be bent. Planetary bodies such as the Earth, black holes, and the like cause space and time to bend. Depending on where you are located and the influences of mass on time and space, time is not the same for everyone. The popular 2014 science fiction movie Interstellar, directed by Christopher Nolan, attempts to depict these effects. Can the bending of time and space be used to our advantage? Maybe. We will discuss this and more after a break. I am Syl Gregoire, Alaska Sci-Fi Queen, the author of the Oracle of Light series and Crystal Shards. The Oracle of Light story was born from my desire to share decades of Alaska living in my favorite genre, sci-fi fantasy. The 4-volume Oracle of Light series draws heavily on my Alaska experiences and is a forerunner of my latest book, Crystal Shards. But what makes these novels great are the hopes and fears of the characters who have become the heart and soul of this grand adventure. It is my hope you will enjoy reading my novels as much as I enjoyed writing them. All are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Author Masterminds, and wherever good books are sold. Check the show notes for links. So what about time travel? Is time travel even possible? There have been many novels written by great science fiction authors about time travel. Probably the most famous work is H.G. Wells' novella, The Time Machine, published in 1895. Wells coined the term time machine for all time. In the story, the time traveler builds the first time machine, a contraption with a seat and long levers, and travels to the year AD 802,701, where he meets the gentle Eloise and the ape-like Morlocks who prey on them. The time traveler travels back to his own time to retrieve a few choice books to save civilization. In Isaac Asimov's The End of Eternity, published in 1955, Eternity is a future organization located outside the realm of time and is therefore unaffected by the passage of time. Agents called Eternals re-enter time in devices called kettles to travel up and down the timeline through the centuries from the 27th century, the lower end terminus, to the 70,000th century, the upper end terminus, which is empty, to enact small changes aimed at improving people's happiness by tweaking history. That can't be good, right? It is the ultimate government control of our lives. Isaac Asimov doesn't stop there. In 1958, he co-authored with Robert Silverberg, The Ugly Little Boy, in which a Neanderthal boy is transported to the present for study. You can imagine how that works out for the little boy whose caretaker, Edith Fellowes, named Timmy. These are just a few examples of literature trying to convince us time travel is coming. There are many more. But what do the astrophysicists say? Are we about to invent the flux capacitor, turning our automobiles into time machines, traveling back to the future with Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd? Not yet. We are still struggling with driverless cars, and they stay in our own time-space. The definitive answer is no. Time travel is not possible. Well, that quells a ton of creative imagination. The excuses theoretical physicists give are as follows. Time travel is forbidden by the laws of physics. If possible, it would involve vast amounts of energy. Time must flow in a linear manner, and we have no control over time. Other astrophysicists say not so fast. Time travel may be more than just a dream. We cannot alter the flow of time, but we can bend it, which brings us to wormholes, an unfortunate name for a theoretical tunnel-like structure that connects two points in space-time based on Einstein's theories. Creating a wormhole would be our greatest chance of time-space travel. You heard right. Theoretically, a wormhole could be created, yet no actual wormholes have been observed in the universe. But Einstein included wormholes in his field theories, and they keep coming up in astrophysicists' equations. So time travel is not likely for now, but at one time traveling to the moon was also thought impossible. I guess time will tell. Are you looking for an exciting new app for your smartphone? How about a time travel app? I would like to share with you a short story I wrote, The Time Travel App. Nearly everyone agreed the new time travel app was the greatest invention since the internet. True, the new app had its limitations. It wasn't time travel like in the vids. The user could only go back in time, not forward. There were other limitations too. For instance, no one was going to travel to the distant past to see who built Stonehenge or to murder Hitler. A time traveler can only travel as far back as the support system for the time travel app has been in place. Right now, that's only a year. Today is the app's 1 year anniversary. But as time moves on, the app will work further back in time. 10 years from now, you will be able to travel back 11 years. Still, the time travel app has proved to be very handy. If you are late for a life-changing appointment or an important transport connection, the time travel app can transport you back in time to be on time. Did you say or do something you will always regret? Finally, you can go back in time and this time get it right. It is worth the pricey cost of time travel to straighten out your life. Adam Suco knows more about the time travel app than anyone. He invented it. Adam is all brain and possesses no social skills. His sister Rosalind guides him outside his immersion in his laboratory and equations. Despite some concerns, the new time travel app became an instant success, and at age 27, Adam Suco became a world hero. But Adam's obsession with solving the equation of time travel to the future robbed him of all enjoyment of his great fame and fortune. Why can't I move forward in time? The system is in place now and will be then. You must make an appearance at the banquet honoring you, Rosalind reminded him when she managed to get Adam to sit with her for a meal. I have no time for such nonsense. I have too much work to do. You know, you're not bad looking. You should go out some. Maybe meet someone special. Adam glared at her as though she were insane. Like I said, I have no time for such nonsense. And where is your special someone? We broke up. She didn't tell him the breakup fight was over her devotion to her brother, and Adam wasn't interested enough in these matters to ask further questions. I need to travel back to the original installment of the time travel system and make some changes, Adam announced to Rosalind after working all day in his laboratory. But you can't. Tonight is the banquet. Adam wasn't listening. Carrying a pack filled with technical equipment, he activated the time travel app on his device and vanished to another time. The time travel system was installed for testing nearly 6 months before service became available to the public. Adam tried to pinpoint the date most beneficial for making the changes to his programming without wasting time. He arrived in his living room 17 months and 3 days in the past at the exact same spot he left. Rosalind wasn't home. Immediately, he closed himself in his laboratory and went to work. Hours later, Rosalind beat on the laboratory door, begging him to come out and eat and bathe and sleep. I have it, Adam announced, unlocking the door. Then it occurred to him he hadn't encountered his other self and wondered why. What are you looking for? Rosalind asked, noticing his furtive glances. Nothing. He didn't tell her he lived 17 months in the future. There would be no need to if there wasn't a paradox. Once again, he attended the ceremonial opening of the time travel system. And again, Rosalind graciously filled in for his social deficiency, although to her, it was the first time. Adam was prepared to quickly jump back to his own time if the other Adam Suco made an appearance, but he never did. Again, Adam answered questions, this time with more data. But won't messing with the past change the future? Reporters asked. We don't quite have the answer to that question yet, Adam admitted. There is not yet enough collected data, and I would argue that when changes occur, the timeline simply splits and both realities continue to exist. But what about safety? What safety precautions are in place? The media demanded to know. Does this open us up to terrorism? There is nothing to fear, Adam reassured the people. Users of the app must submit to a complete 3D scan, including a mind read, before the app can be activated. No one harboring nefarious intentions will be able to get through. But what about privacy? Isn't a mind read scan an invasion of a citizen's right to privacy? Sometimes we have to surrender a little privacy in order to enjoy technological advances and still stay safe. "You did it," Rosalind exclaimed when Adam returned to the present. "What do you mean?" "You were gone for 2 weeks and returned 2 weeks later than you left. You traveled to the future." To test her assumption, Adam attempted to travel further into the future, but nothing happened. "I've only managed to fill in time's linear progression," he said in disappointment, and returned to his laboratory in defeat. Over the next 5 years, Adam returned to the past 7 times to make a correction. When he couldn't solve the problem in the past, he returned to the present. Then he traveled back in time to the system's startup and tried to solve it from there, becoming the app's most frequent user. Each time Adam returned to the present, he noticed his sister Rosalind was aging much more rapidly than he was, and suspected it had to do with time travel. After Rosalind passed away, he spent more and more time in the past, where a younger Rosalind looked after him. He labored over the project, but all to no avail. Adam never managed to time travel into the future, despite his lifelong efforts. Adam Succo lived for 107 years, didn't look a day over 45, and died 3 months before the time travel app was made available to the public. I'm Syl Gregoire. Thank you for listening. This podcast is sponsored by Author Masterminds and the Readers and Writers Book Club. For more information about Author Mastermind and the Readers and Writers Book Club, please check the show notes. You can also read more about me and my books in the show notes. We'll be back soon with another episode of Mysterious.